You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
It's going to be clusterfuck.
We're all going to have to
die.
I'm
like water.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how it a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough that I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on Riotcast.com.
All right. Here we go. I think we blew our load. I think we blew our load before the mics were. We should always record. No, we can't really, because sometimes things are said.
Show was so good a minute ago.
That will end the fucking the careers of everybody in this room. But we got a fantastic show tonight, today, this afternoon. Mushy
this
Mike.
Podcast is always crazy.
Mike is doing sound bites for the intro.
So,
Brendan.
Oh my God. Just call Brendan Mike.
Yeah, I know, because he's the same fatness.
We couldn't make it through one.
He's going for a new credit. Sound bites on Bobby Kelly's intro.
So, I love that she called you Mike just because physically you have the same presence.
Out of the corner of my eye, I just saw Mike.
Oh. We have a great show today. First of all, let's introduce the new, we're trying it out today. He's a friend of Gabby because mm-hmm. Mike is away taking care of some business back in San Antonio. And then Gabby's taking off for a little bit. So we're going to need some help in here. And Gabby, why don't you introduce your new friend to the fans?
My new friend is Ashton Womack.
New?
Yeah.
Old friend. Old friend.
Dinosaur. So far, so good.
Hi, buddy. How are you?
What's going on? Thank you for having me. This is always awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, cool. He's already talking too much.
Stop roasting me.
No. I'm not roasting you.
I did it on purpose.
It's not fucking roasting.
I did it on purpose.
Bobby, he was light-skinned when he got here.
Fucking roasting.
That's also a Jew joke somehow.
I say roasting, not from roast
First
battle.
First of all, yeah, listen. It's not called roasting. It's called busting balls.
It is in like... blacker areas.
If where I'm from, we say roasting.
No, you don't. You don't even know what a fucking. First of all, roasting was a white guy thing.
Yeah,
that
it was capping. Black yeah. thing was capping.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna sit here and have five white dudes tell me.
In the 70s, why are you capping on me?
Yeah, why are you capping? I mean, I do.
First off,
I don't want to agree with him because it sounds weird, but he's absolutely right.
That's true.
This nigga had to go to the 70s. Well, in the 50s.
I'm talking about right now. Yeah. It's not called roasting. It's called, I'm busting your balls. I'm fucking making fun of you. It's not, roasting is written jokes that aren't real. What I'm doing is telling you to shut the fuck up in real life. It's absolutely real.
I got you.
You understand?
Where I'm from, roasting is, boy, look at them shoes. That's what.
Yeah, what I'm doing is saying you're talking too much. Shut your face.
He's
new guy.
He's the boss. He's giving
no,
you the boss.
Listen, I'm listening.
But I'm doing it in a funny way. You understand?
No, I can.
All right, cool. All right. Yeah.
I love
that. Dynamite! That's roasting. Shut your face. That's busting balls. Yeah. There's a big difference. Of course, we have Dean Del Rey back on the podcast, a New York motherfucker now living on the East Coast.
I'm on both. I'm on both coasts.
That's because that's the way you got fucking so many fans.
Yeah, well, I was telling you that earlier. Well,
first of all, I know. Nobody likes when someone can. I got more fans than you. Listen.
I like how you just act like I came in like, hey, you know, I got more faith. You were like, hey, I started podcasting.
It's
I started social
I
media.
Yep,
I started everyone's career.
No, I never said that. Now you're getting fucking carried away.
Well, see, I'm throwing shit in like you throw.
But I'm fucking going back with you.
But also, you kind of said that by proxy. You said you started this, which facilitated this, and then led to the fame of
you
Bill
said
Burr.
You made no, Bill Burr famous.
Exactly.
He had sex with a woman. Bill Burr was born.
I started social media and podcasting. The facts.
Bob,
I mean, if you
I am on your side with that, though.
If you don't
want to fucking kiss an ass now.
No.
I have no fans, so yes.
Well, we should get some of his. He has more than me. I don't know how he did that number. What do you count them? One, two, three.
I fucking see the readouts, man.
What's a readout?
You know, you look at your downloads, right?
Yeah.
You look at it, right?
Yeah.
What do you got?
I have a lot.
I understand. You don't want to say because advertisers would be like, wait a minute, you said you had this.
No, that's not true. If you want to fuck around, we can fuck around.
Well, Bobby's getting
you
get 100,000
downloads?
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100,000.
Okay, 100.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. See how serious he got?
Absolutely.
See how he fucking switched it? No. Fuck you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Fuck you and threw a punch.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's so funny.
Shut the fuck
that
up.
That is so funny.
Your downloads.
That he was like questioning your downloads, so you resorted to being like, like you just made fun of the way he talks.
Absolutely.
And threw out a number you were sure was too high. And
I know how many downloads he gets. I know how popular his fucking interview rock and roll show is. I was on it.
He was on it. He was a great guest, man.
No, he came on it. He came to my hotel room.
Fucking
lowest
baller
rated
hotel.
Yeah, but the difference between when he came into my hotel room and I did his show, I was cordial, nice, and did it. Oh. He walks in going, fucking, what the fucking, walking 10 bucks, you invented what?
Fuck you.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
You know why I was doing that? Because you were like, you're so nice all the time when I was on the street.
I like you nice.
I know, I'm fucking
Stop
around.
Being a dickhead.
I'm fucking around.
Don't switch it up, Dean. Be nice, Dean.
I brought the dick today.
Well, I don't know what to say to that. I don't know what you mean by that.
Thanks for having me, though. For real, man.
Of course, Dean.
I always love doing the show.
Of course, I love. I'm going to take my glasses off so they don't.
I know. How fucking
they don't
hot
confuse
is it
us. In there, did Bobby lose weight? All right, so of course we got Mike Cannon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I call him Mediocre Mike.
I appreciate
Because you
that.
Never know if he's going to do well.
Oh,
or
wow.
He's gonna, I'm kidding. You always kill him. I'm kidding.
I feel like we've been on a show together. Never. Have
you
we?
Were on my show. You've what? Done this.
No, and this show,
talking
yes,
about
for
comedy
sure.
Show.
I thought you meant stand-up.
Never done a comedy show.
I'm
but I was there when you got in at the...
This.
When you got in at the Cellar.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was there. I've seen you do shows.
You did,
and
yeah.
I'm a big fan of your comedy.
I appreciate that.
We were all very proud
I've
of
helped
Mikey.
You get into
Shut
the Cellar.
You certainly did, and I appreciate
I've helped
that.
A few people get into the Cellar. I've been there a couple times
well,
with
and
people.
Well, Colin's failing ventricle also helped me out, so that's the reason
the
I
reason
got
why that, Here's the reason why that joke didn't work. You used the word ventricle.
I liked it.
Sorry, I tried to pepper in some taste.
I know, but we all thought about his ventricle at that point. Yeah. And how fucked
you
up it
made
was.
Us all realize how dumb we were.
Yeah. We're all like, ventricle. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, it's got to be a part of
yeah,
the heart.
Yeah, bring it down. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're right.
Unless Gary Gullman or somebody.
If this was
John
Dean's
Mulaney,
podcast, that would have gone over.
Fucking hundreds of thousands of people would have went over.
Oh, yeah.
They
know what that means.
Nikki Six would have wrote in.
Fuck yeah. He's listening right now because I'm on.
Of course. Yo, man, that guy was fucking with you, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You should fuck him up. All fucking rock stars are nerds.
You wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah, but I'm too fat and too much of an attitude. And of course, we have Brendan Sagalo.
Thank you. This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Can't say it already. I'm trying to get into the theme song.
No, he's trying to get into the beginning of the show where we kind of piece together a bunch of shit. He wants to be
there. Ain't nothing like it.
Well, stop doing voice. You're not a
I
Muppet.
Not do, yeah. a
do your voice. All right.
What an experience.
That's where you're fucking up. They're going to use the bad. Clip and they won't even know it's you because you're doing some
That's
fucking
so true.
Terrible
yeah,
dude.
Think
well, lordy, lordy. What a terrible time.
What a Ixnay. Fantastic show.
Ixnay on the lordy, lordy. Are we on video? Sorry, dude.
What the fuck
was that? Lordy, lordy.
I know when my master lets me listen to a podcast.
Oh, no.
It's the YKWD.
I got to call Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, well, I don't even even know. Why would you go further?
I don't know, man. Why?
That's why? Him. I knew
Reverse.
It. I knew what? It was going to happen.
Yeah, but it's almost
started.
Like he gets nervous. Yeah.
Of course.
And he's, yeah. It's like he's driving and he almost hits something and then he steps on the gas and just goes faster.
Yeah. He goes full racist.
We'll just be like, out and he'll scream Jew or something like that. Like just in the middle of the conversation.
He hates
but
it.
And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, nobody cares. And I'm like, I actually think the exact opposite.
I really don't think anybody cares.
We're currently in a climate where people might care a little more than typical.
Wow. Right, I mean, in.
Yeah, well, depends on where you scream it.
It's also not just Jew. I mean, that was the softest example.
I only say Jew.
But if you're in Brooklyn in the Italian section, you're going to hear a lot of where. Fucking where. I knew I smelled chains. One. Yeah, you know, it depends on where you scream it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Justin is, not Justin. What's your name
Brandon.
Again? Brandon.
Just the second time this podcast.
Wait, you called him, she called him Mike or something, right?
Yeah.
You're just the mystery guest.
Cool. I like that.
Dean's attacking you now. Dean, what happened to you?
No, I'm not.
You got to get off the road with Burr, okay?
I'm on his fucking side.
You got to go. You're the fucking mean. What are you? Is the fucking mean Del Rey now?
Oh, what the fuck? Nicely done.
Great. I love that.
Mean Del Rey.
I felt like that was like, you kind of fell into
he's
that.
He's
going
to do a new podcast with even more fans.
Honestly.
Mean Del Rey. Yeah. What's up, fucking fags?
You could be the co-host.
Well, listen, let us laugh first.
All right.
And then you laugh. I know it's different in LA, but the way we do it on the East Coast, they laugh and then you laugh. You can't go, ha,
ha, ha. I laugh because I like it.
I know, but you can't do that. You look maniacal when you do that, okay? See?
Maniacal.
I'm sorry. I'm doing
big
LA comics hate when you say they're LA comics.
I don't at all. I actually am proud of it. And it's funny because I'm so tired of dudes going, these fucking LA. LA comics. See? It's such bullshit. It's total bullshit.
I think
some of the biggest dudes are working in LA. Move there. Fuck you, Bobby.
I disagree and I'll prove you right.
Oh, man. God damn it.
That's so funny.
The heat's got me. Sorry. It's the heat. I can't wear my glasses. It's humid
Dino,
as fuck.
Yeah. Dino, I'm agreeing with you.
I know.
Before you lose your fucking sprockets.
I love you.
No, I agree. There's a lot of... I think there was a case to be had years ago
in
L.A. I don't think the case is to be had now. I think a lot of funny motherfuckers are in L.A. and come from L.A.
I pitched that to Judd Apatow for crashing.
What's that?
The storyline of like, because I wanted to be on the show. He goes, we got to find something for you. And I was like, how about I'm the L.A. comic? And every time I come around the cellar, they're going, yeah, fucking, because they're not showing that L.A. comic. Yeah, he's an L.A. I thought it would be great, some kind of storyline on that. Just a small thing, you know?
Well, they're going to do that, and like Chris D'Elia is going to walk in. You'd be watching the 13, you'd be like, motherfucker!
Oh, I don't care. I just thought it would be a great thing to cover.
It is a good idea.
You know what I mean? But I don't think it exists. I don't think it exists anymore. I don't think it really does.
Yeah.
No, not anymore. I don't
think it exists on the lower
levels.
Well,
first of all, the people, all the funny people in LA are from the East Coast.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm kidding. No,
a high percentage, I would say, right?
I think that a lot of funny people in the last 15, 20 years moved to LA.
Yeah.
Plus, when you have funny people around, at the clubs, it brings up the funny of the new people that
really does.
Are coming up there. Yeah. The bar is different now.
Yeah, I can't fuck around at all. You know,
20
I mean?
Years ago, it was a little, you know, maybe a little shitty or comedy.
Yeah, well, now with the resurgence of The Store and all those guys are back and everybody is a beast. I mean, you know, young comics are watching that. And
I mean,
like,
you look at the lineups The Store puts out.
Crazy.
It's insane. Like,
it should be a $1,000 ticket.
It's insane.
All those headliners, it's
well,
crazy.
Yeah, The Cellar used to be the only club that showcase club that had that lineup. If you looked up at other lineups, like, oh, Jesus Christ, that guy's still doing comedy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Jesus Christ. Right. But now you look at those, if you look at both of those lineups on a weekend, it should be $1,000 ticket. It's
crazy.
Fucking.
I look at it as I like them both. That's why I'm here. It's like I like both animals. I love being here and watching Tell and you, Keith Robinson, but also some of the other guys, man, like Joe List and Mark Norman.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are fucking monsters, man, you know.
Oh, the new fucking...
The new dudes are crusher.
They're not really new dudes anymore.
Well, I'm just saying,
No, but no, it's...
To me...
It's only happened in the
last
few years.
Yeah, you have to be like 17 years in to be a new guy.
Well, what I'm saying is like on the
on the West Coast, you know, you know this group of guys, and then you know the big guys in New York, and then you get here and you start working in the scene, and you're going like, holy shit, man, these guys don't fuck around, and it really brings up your game. You know what I mean? Big time.
On both coasts now.
On both coasts.
You really
now.
Can't. Yeah. You really can't say that anymore, because you, you know, that fucking. I remember one night I looked up at the lineup at the store, and I was like, what the fuck? What is it's like? Everybody
last night was insane.
Everybody's so like accessible. You can walk right up to him, fucking shank somebody.
What did you say?
That is the kind of thing.
I mean, I wouldn't.
He took another stab at the intro.
Hey,
shank somebody?
Like, that's who's even thinking that in the comedy world? I'm gonna go down and shank somebody. In the
a lot of people.
I was at the comedy store that night. That person got assassinated.
Yeah. What?
I was
Listen to me. Stop. Stop. Both of you. Stop. You need. I need to slow everybody down. Because this is what I love about comics. I love it about you guys, but you're fucking makes me sick about you. That you literally just say something and just run. Oh yeah, I got you. And just you literally bury the lead every time. I remember one time Big J Luis Gomez and Justin Silver in here talking about a story with Big J where they were trying to fuck with Big J, who was in the bathroom.
Oh,
and they were like, yeah,
story,
we both got naked, and we were lying there with hard-ons, naked, waiting for Big J to come out. And then I was like, whoa, stop. You can't just... We need to go back.
How you do on the road.
Yeah, you know.
How did they even set up for that? Like, fuck it. All right, he's in the bathroom. Start doing
it. Well, it started with just their dicks out. Then it was just get naked. Then it was like, we should be hard.
Wow.
And then it's like,
how'd they get hard that fast?
Look, you ever see Justin's body?
Wow.
It's fucking that fast. Yeah. That was chubby. That was chubby Lewis, too. Justin, it must have took Justin longer to get hard.
Yeah. Oh, looking at Lewis's toucan Sam dick.
Yeah.
His tricolored dick.
You seen it?
Yeah, I mean, I've heard about it. Legend has it.
We're going to initiate you. That's when you know you're an East Coast comic. When you've seen Will Silvince's cock and Lewis Gomez's dick.
Lewis's burnt plantain dick.
We have actually, in the fall, you're scheduled to look at it.
Okay.
It's almost like the mafia initiate. Yeah. We take you to a basement, and when you have to hold their dicks in your hand, we take a photo.
We cut your palm and then make you jerk off Lewis.
Okay. Whatever.
Bobby's no-butt technique with Brendan is fantastic. Just stare him down and know that he's uncomfortable.
All right, so somebody got a... When the
that
fuck...
That happened. I was
first
there.
Of all, when so did this happen?
I guess he was there. Here's what happened. I guess it was about maybe a year ago.
Hang on a second. I love that he just said, fuck you, I was there.
No, he would know
but
more.
You were there?
I was there, and then I heard more about it because I wasn't at the bar.
I'm only going to give you allegedly... Well, I don't know exactly because they never caught the guy.
Right.
But this is what happened. The store is completely crazy.
Wait, stop!
Oh my God.
What happened?
I know he's about to do a read.
I'm not as big as your podcast, but I do have some reads.
Oh, hey, you got to name my podcast when you mention it. Let There Be Talk.
Why would I have to do that? They already know about it.
True.
You should say my podcast because mine's the unpopular one.
I retweet your podcast all the time, even when I'm not on it.
Oh, dude, of course. I know. I love Dean. Come on. I love it.
Let's get into this brutal murder. But first, Brooke Lennon, everyone.
Well, funny you mentioned that.
Mattresses.
Brooke Lennon.
That one of my favorite sponsors, I swear to God, because it has to do with beds.
Oh, yeah.
And I am fucking love bed.
Yeah,
any chubby that overeats, I'm serious. I actually have these on my, I have three pairs of these sheets. I had one sent to me and I bought two with my discount. I have them on the bed. I have all the pillowcases, everything. I love them. My wife loves them. Brooklinen.com has the best bedding ever. It was a company founded in by Vicky and Rich Fullup and their dog Duke. That's D-U-X. Dukes?
Mm-hmm.
Dukes, right?
Yeah. Dukes.
Anyways.
Their dog was a collaborating.
I
kind of
like that
partner.
They throw their dog in there. No, but the dog is part of the family.
Yeah,
you gotta love that.
You're right. Yeah.
I mean, you gotta kind of like that.
I love the picture of the dog walking around. Sleeps stressed,
you took it down from love to love.
You know he sleeps on the bed, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't like this linen. No. Get some new linen. Then they invented some.
Yeah, their mission was to have 5-star hotel quality sheets. And you do, you know, we're. me and you stay because, yeah. I mean,
big podcasters.
Yeah, big podcaster. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I open and, for you, so
and
you
then
get it.
And then, well, I mean, look, I mean, well, I thought we were talking stand up. It's another thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I talk podcast. I'll fucking, I'll bow if you want. Stand up. I'll step on your fucking head. I'm fucking smush you. No, I'm kidding. Ant Boot, remember that? And fucking, no, I'm kidding. That was an Avengers fucking image. Okay, whatever. Only nerds. Anyways, you've stayed in five-star hotel?
I don't know, maybe.
That's a no. but there is a difference between the bedding, and their mission is to bring that type of stuff to everybody. It's luxury sheets without the markups. They're a proud sponsor of my show. They support us every week. So I'm very excited to have them again support my show. Their sheets are, they have, I think, 20,000 five-star reviews, which is ridiculous.
Crazy.
It's ridiculous. From design to manufacturers to customer service and beyond, small business approach from being run by a husband and wife team involved at every step of the manufacturing process. It's in Brooklyn. It's a small company. Support them. It's American made, old fashioned spirit and total modernized industry. Sheets don't just feel great. They are great. Okay, I have them. Brooklinen sheets are the best, most comfortable sheets I've ever had. That's a fact. I'm not just saying that because they're paying me a lot of money. Not as much as Dean, but I'm sure, you know, it's up there. Brooklinen.com is giving my listeners an exclusive $20 off and free shipping when you use promo code WhatDude. Go to Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so sure that you'll love these sheets. 60-night satisfaction guarantee and a lifetime warranty on all their sheets and comforters. That's 60 nights free. If you don't like them, just send them back, okay? And you get $20 off and free shipping. Use promo code WHATDUDE at brooklinen.com. Brooklinen, these sheets are really the best sheets I've ever had. Please, please support this sponsor. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code WHATDUDE. I want to thank Laughable. We all love Laughable.
Love Ned.
Love Ned. Love Laughable.
Even though he's a serial killer.
I didn't say that, Ned. I didn't say that. That was Mike Cannon.
I've been spreading that information for years.
No, he's a great guy. And it's the best way to discover comedians and their podcasts. I'm sure that's how Dean became so popular. I mean, Laughable helped. It's one of my favorite apps because I love going on there and seeing one person that I like and then the other person and then all the other shows that they were on, all the other podcasts. If you love podcasts, if that's your thing, go and get Laughable.com. That's the only app you should ever use. Laughable.com. They're doing all kinds of stuff right now. You can sell tickets off of it. You can sell merch.
It's awesome.
They're doing, I mean, just go there and just go to the website and look at all the stuff they're doing.
It's also not just comics. You can go in like I was listening to a bunch of Bryan Cranston interviews and stuff. He's not a comic, and he's on there. I'm going to keep talking.
I thought you said don't interrupt the ads.
I waited.
But you have a big podcast, so you know how that is. He doesn't. So he just keeps yammering. And I want to thank all my Patreon fans. We have a thing. Zach Ross, Stephen Bowdy, right? Bowdy, yeah. And Robert Thomas, I want to thank you so much for being the $25 people.
Wow.
You guys, there's a lot of you, a lot more than I thought would actually donate. So I'm really, I mean, just you guys are the best for getting behind this. I'm doing Live from the Shed from there. I got two more episodes we just shot. One with Elaine Hendricks and Noam Dwarman, the owner of the Comedy Cell. Just great episodes. Like I said, I'm not doing just comedians. I'm doing actors. I'm trying to get musicians and people that I find interesting and funny. Live from the Shed is only on my Patreon, patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Become a member today. Go there. Support me. If you like my shit and you're into what I do, go there and support it. We have another Bushcraft Party Boys video going up there, one I did with Paul Verzi, which is Paul Verzi in the woods. I don't know if there's anything funnier. There's nothing funnier. Gabby's seen some of the footage. That's going up soon, too. And now I just put the audio version, so I sucked all the audio out of the video, so you don't have to just watch it. If you're driving, you can listen to Live from the Shed. Go to Patreon right now and become a member. And then we have, who else? Comedy Cellar Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love that place, man.
Yeah, it's great. Me, who is it? Me, Voss, Paul Verzi, and Keith Robinson will be there the last week.
That's going to be fucking fire.
Yeah, that's the last
week.
Going
there in October. I'm psyched. That's going to be fire. With Colin and DeStefano. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. That's the last week in, I believe, August, right? Last week in August, I will be there. But go there. The club's popping, man.
It
opened up a little crazy. Some stuff happened. Noam is the man. And Liz and Esty and Juanita, they fixed it. They straightened it out. And now the casino, everything's working.
Nice.
Every week, more and more people are going. The shows are, they're doing showcase shows. It's not just some headliner that is all right and some middle act you never heard of that's going to fucking, and some MC that does comedy three times a year. And then they all sell fucking merch like a flea market at the end of the show. It's the Comedy Cellar show in Vegas. It's
I heard
a showcase
Mark Cohen
show.
Is amazing, too, right?
Mark Cohen is fucking made
funny.
To
he's
host
funny, man.
In Vegas, yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. That's a show I'm on right there. Rich Voss.
That's killer.
I want to shoot Paul a Verzi. Special in there, man.
Keith show. Robinson, Robert Kelly, myself, and of course Mark Cohen. That is the last week. You should.
I really
talk
do.
To know.
I think it's so great, man. I did it a couple weeks ago, and I was like, well, because I performed in Vegas for years now, and I was always like, oh, I fucking hate it. It's like you're there for a week, and it's a bunch of shitty tourists that don't even care about comedy. They're like, ah, let's go see Beatles Love, and then we'll sleep in here for a bit or whatever. But this place, I talked to all the locals, and since it has free parking at the Rio, all the locals go there. It's off the strip, and they go there, and it's real comedy fans. It's no bullshit. Like, I had this joke on tourists, and I kept going, like, any tourists here? And there was none. I was like, what the fuck? So I couldn't even do the joke.
Yeah.
But it was great all week.
In order to survive in Vegas as a comedy club, to be a good, you have to have the locals behind you.
Yeah.
You can do all the conventions. You can do all that shit. But come summertime, or come when there's nothing there and it's 107,000 degrees, you need those locals behind you. And you're absolutely right. The locals are getting behind this club. The city's getting behind it.
Yeah.
It was already voted, I think, number one comedy club in Vegas.
Wow. I love it, man.
Yeah, it's...
It's like
that's not getting. It's not going. Wow! I love that he brought.
I gotta add more to it.
Yeah, it's gotta be something epic. But anyway, so, anyways, now back to
the story.
The story. Now, somebody. Let me just set it up. So, we're talking about, you know, of course, we're all busting balls. We're having fun on the show. Everybody's heated. I haven't been here in a couple weeks.
We're roasting. You bit your lip on that.
I am motherfucker. we're having fun, of course, just busting balls because we all like each other in the room.
Yeah.
No, leave him alone.
I like two people in this room. and then out of the blue, you fucks tell me somebody was assassinated.
Yeah.
Assassinated.
Well, because it was one shot for a very specific person, and then the person vanished and never was caught.
Yeah.
Assassinated.
Yeah.
Isn't that an assassination?
Dean was there.
Yeah.
Dean has. Can somebody kick the AC?
Do you actually have to kick that thing?
Or just bump it. Like, stop that noise. Sounds like a fucking Vietnam helicopter flying in to save people. Thank you. We have a new AC coming in on Monday. Bluetooth. I mean, Wi-Fi. So you can do
Wi-Fi.
Oh, you can turn it on from before you even get here.
Yes. Thank you, Zach.
It's going to get hot.
What do you got?
All right, so here's what happened. So I was at the store, and I had just got a new car at the time, and I'd never had a car, so I'm afraid to park it in the lot.
You never had a car?
No, I used to just ride motorcycles only.
Oh, yeah.
Only.
I forget. I mean, honestly, though, Dean rolls in like this happy, almost hippie-ish dude where you're like, oh. But he's pretty much, Dean's not, he's like a badass.
Yeah, that's what you see, a hippie, when you look at Dean. Well,
what I am. Because he's so, look man, his attitude doesn't proceed, stab you. He's just a sweet guy. Ever since I met him, he's like literally one of the nicest guys ever. He's
agreed.
A true Californian. What's up, man?
Yeah.
Cool, but he's riding motorcycles and fucking bands, and you're a fucking I mean, you're a man's man.
Yeah, yeah, you got like a recovering heroin addict kind of thing to you.
I got a recovering everything addict. Don't just pick one drug.
No. Why would you just pick fucking heroin? Fucking
do them all, sugar included.
Yeah, this guy he made his own drugs back in the day.
Fuck yeah.
He sold
them.
Yeah, he used to get high with fucking Manson.
Yeah. Not that far back.
I know. I was
but
kidding,
definitely
that.
Other dudes, Axel. Anyway, so I got this new car.
I know that. I was just joking. Yeah,
I got this new car, and
what kind of car?
It was a Subaru WRX.
Oh, that's my favorite. Of it. STI
with the seats in the back.
No, that's the truck one. Remember that? That was great from the 80s.
It's like a rally car.
We're going to the beach.
A rally car.
It's like a rally car. Four-wheel drive has about 399 horsepower stock. It's a
pretty
fucking
sick car.
Two seats.
Four.
It's like a sedan, but it looks like a sleeper car, but then all of a sudden it just blazes by it. There's a bunch in New York, which is pretty interesting. Right. It's the one those guys do the drifting in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so someone got murdered. I hit them with that car.
Here's what happened. I pull into the lot and I go, oh, fuck, there's no parking. I'm going to go around the block. And I pull up to the front of the Comedy Store and there's a bunch of people just filing out, like when shows end, you know? And as I'm driving, just 2 feet around the corner, I see on my Twitter, guy just gets shot on the patio. And I go, oh, that's a joke. You know what I mean? A Comedy Store. Yeah. With it. There's no way that's real.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I park for a minute because I'm trying to get back in the lot and people are just running. So this is apparently what happened. There was a big show in the main room. And there was a guy spotted in the main room. A guy saw the dude, and I guess another guy was looking for this guy for a long time.
All right, wait, there's a lot of guys.
Okay. There's a show in the main room.
There's a show in the main room.
There's a guy in the crowd.
That's not the big room.
That's the big room. Yeah,
oh,
not the original
room. Okay,
yeah.
So the big room.
So he looks over, and he sees this guy, and he goes, oh, my buddy's looking for... This is apparently from what
got
I heard.
You. I got you.
And he goes, hey, Billy Bob's down here, or whatever.
Okay.
During the show. So the guy, whoever it was, I don't know whoever it was, showed up at the club, and when the club was emptying out, the guy was on the patio, he just walked up, shot him, and ran down the street.
Whoa.
And it had nothing to do with...
Is that the back patio or the front
bar? The front patio, right in the front door of the original room.
So this, now was it a fucking... Was it a silencer? Was
nope.
it a bang bang?
Just bam! And
bam!
He ran down the Mondrian street there where the House of Blues is.
Yeah.
Down that street, got away.
So he was in shape. He ran down a hill.
Yeah, he ran down the hill.
My knees would collapse. Yeah. I'd have a better time running up a hill than straight down those that hill.
Yeah,
that's like La Cienega.
Knees buckling.
Bob's just rolling down the hill.
Guns clanging.
But what's gangster about it was...
Everything?
And the patio is just, you know, always this festive spot at the store where everybody just hangs all night.
Yes.
And it's, I'm talking at least 100 witnesses.
There's
no fucks given. Just right in, boom, gone. And that was the first, not the first, but one of the very few times the store was closed after that. For a few days, they never close. They're open 365 days a year. And the guy died right there, man.
Yeah,
and it was pretty fucking...
So he was just a fan in the crowd.
That's right. It has nothing to do...
It wasn't a comic.
At first, we were like, whoa, is that a homeless guy or a dude that just ran up and wanted to kill people? Because, you know, that's during the...
People were like, oh, please let it be this comic.
Well, please let it. This guy's been bumping me for years.
Please let it. Just to walk over a funk.
Oh, man. But you know, this is during the time of that.
He's wearing his own merch. There's a hole in his fucking.
But I mean, this is after you got to think of the Eagles of Death Metal thing in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, shootings at concerts and stuff, so that's really freaky, you know what I mean?
Well, you know what that sounds like to me? That sounds like some gang shit.
Right, exactly.
Now, was he a white guy, or was it a black guy who got shot?
I'm not going to comment on the color or anything.
No, because it matters. It matters, because is
you can look it up
is
on...
Is it a Hell's Angel guy?
No, nope.
Or was it like a Bloods or Crips thing?
We don't know who it was because they got away.
I'll find out.
But do you know the guy who got shot, what color he was?
He knows. Yeah. He just doesn't want to say it.
He was taupe.
What the fuck?
He was lavender.
There it is right there.
Oh, my God.
I'm not trying to be... Stop for a second. Yeah. This is ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to get caught up in this stupidness.
Fucking around.
I'm not asking if he's... I don't care. I'm just saying... If he's in a gang, he might be a... if he's in the Hell's Angels, I'm picturing a white dude with a fucking vest, with a 1%er, you know what I mean, coming up and taking out some other dude. You know what I mean? But, I mean, is it a gang thing? Is it a MS-13?
It's definitely a gang thing.
You think?
Yeah, definitely.
Take it from Brendan.
Well, what if it's a... It could be it. It could be a fucking husband, you know, wife thing. I mean, somebody fucking... Right. People do that all the time.
Improv versus comedians.
Is it?
Got him.
Could be a roast battle gone wrong.
The roast battle was happening up in the belly room.
All right, well, let's not all look at the TV while she's doing it. Yeah, yeah. Let's continue to discuss.
You were there, though?
Yeah. I think I was in the back
or
in the belly room. You know, no, I didn't at all. I just heard about it. I, like, stepped outside, and it was mayhem, and then I had to leave.
Did you see the body?
No.
Really?
No, I was hurried out a different
There's
way.
Literally footage of the crowd. I saw it on Facebook the day it happened. There's footage everywhere of, like, people going crazy on YouTube.
Well, it's funny because to walk up behind somebody with a, you know, a gun and that bullet could come out and take out some. I mean, that's a pretty fucking. You had to kill somebody else. To know that to be able to walk up to somebody and pull that trigger and walk the run the fuck
that's
away.
Somebody comfortable with
that's
arms.
That's not your first murder.
Oh, they ID'd the guy. I never even knew that.
What is he? Who is he? You got it? All right, she'll get it. She'll read it.
Yeah, yeah.
Richard James, 23.
He was 23. Yeah. Died at the hospital. Wow.
LeBron's first kid.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man.
There's no photo of him.
That kind of shit sucks, though, man. It's like it really, you know, I've been at the store for years, and it was just a real, like, blow to the place.
When did this happen?
I think it was about a year ago, two now.
Yeah, it was about 2 years. Yeah.
Well, you know what? To me, all the years are the same, because you go there every fucking day, so you're like, I don't know, was it a year ago? Like, it was 5 years ago. You go, oh, wow.
Well, it's funny, because we sit down. Something just got killed.
Someone was assassinated.
We go outside and Pete Holmes is on the ground. Fucking Kevin Brennan's holding a gun over him. And Rich Voss, put me on the show! All right, turn the AC on. I'm dying. I'd rather take the noise. I swear to God, we're getting a new AC on Monday. Zach, am I lying?
No.
Thanks for talking on the mic. My sound guy and video guy doesn't talk on the mic. Nice.
Oh, that feels great. I was about to pass out, dude.
That might make it.
That actually could go for anything.
Well, I feel that way out in front once in a while. Because look, during all the terrorist stuff, there's a Star David in the front window.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, we're a comedy club.
Yeah.
We're making fun of shit all the time. Especially 9/11, all that shit with terrorism.
Yeah.
This is why I love the owner of this club. Noam's father, I love Noam too, but his father, as soon as September 11th happened, just hired all the Arab comics. You know what I mean? It's just like, there was a guy named Hood. I don't know if you remember him, Hood. He one of his bits, he'd go on stage with a bomb strapped to his fucking body.
Oh.
And then halfway through his set, he would pull up his shirt.
Wow.
And do a joke. And literally the week...
He was on the phone.
Get him on the show.
Wow.
Whoa.
We're all downstairs waiting for this shit to go south.
Wow.
And he's
wow.
How'd it go?
It's New York. It killed. just killed in the right
Mass
way.
Chaos.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's crazy killed in the way you want to kill.
That he carried that around after that, you know, where you might have got caught on the subway. You over there. Oh, this is just part of my props.
Oh, you could.
It's a bit.
A pack of hot dogs.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he could never do that outside. He could never travel.
No.
Yeah, he'd have to make his own. Yeah. Every place he'd go, he'd have to go, all right, I need to make dynamite. Yeah. I need.
He just paints remotes from
hotels.
I need
flares. I need road flares and duct tape.
Yeah. That shit's scary stuff, though. I was at a Dead & Co. show last year at the Hollywood Bowl, and I was sitting in the third row, and mid-show, this happened. I've never seen this happen. two guys in black suits came walking on mid-set. I go, oh, these guys must be playing horns. Because they look like Blues Brothers.
Yeah, like they were about to do ska.
I swear to God. They had these radios. And they walk out. And
Dean's like, dude, cool.
I was like, oh,
sweet, the Mighty
horns.
Mighty Boss Tones showed up. That's cool,
horns,
man.
Right on.
Real cool, dude.
And they walk up to each band member, and they just go... And they just put instruments down and fucking blazed.
I loved that sound. Yeah.
What was that?
That was goldfish speed.
Can I stop? Can I stop for a second?
This was under the water. But that's,
can I say something? That was probably
dudes in suits walked up. And
that was probably what he actually heard. That was like probably real accurate to what he heard. That.
You know what it was? Blind date. The bubbles above it. Boop. So
I love that everybody got that. As soon as we're all like, what? That doesn't make sense.
They put their instruments down, though, and they just all blazed, right? And this is how fucked it was. They don't say anything to the crowd, so we're like, what's going on here? And then a bomb-sniffing dog just comes trotting out on stage. We're like, oh, thanks for not saying get the fuck
just
out of here.
Just the bass
just
and
like,
starts playing it.
We're going to check this out for a minute, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, and then... I was in the third row. Shitload of people go, we're fucking out of here. And then the band came back on about 10 minutes later, and Bob Weir's all, it's all good, I think. And no one came back to the row, the high-dollar seats, and they were just gone.
So you win again.
I was like, I won again. I was like, then I just upgraded to the front.
Right, yeah.
But I'm just saying, that shit is scary as fuck, man. You know?
Well, I remember... The few months after September 11th, or the year, I'd say the year after, there was always these incidents in New York. And I remember one of them was, I had a doorman building on 43rd Street, and somebody had just left a suitcase, like just this massive black suitcase on the street. Jeez. And the whole fucking place shut down. Like, it was in front of a fire station, too.
Right, oh, yeah.
So the whole place just shut down, couldn't get to your house, and it was just some homeless asshole left his dumb suitcase full of shit.
Literal shit.
This poor guy walking with his helmet inch by inch. Took him 30 minutes to get to the suitcase.
He texted his wife
opened
and
it up,
kids.
It's just shit underwear and a doll.
That's what we fear.
Wait a minute. He's like, oh, it's just fucking the doll and some shit.
Just a dirty diaper. He's got that. What was that movie called where they're defusing the bombs? Remember, like, a couple years ago? That was a good one. Now, what was that called? In Desert Storm or whatever? You remember that movie?
Hurt Locker.
Yeah, that was great.
I was trying to think of it. I couldn't think of it. It's fucking... It's sad.
It is.
That was a... I mean, what's sad, even worse now, is that we're so... We're so back to the way it was before September 11th.
Yeah.
And it's worse. I mean, people just fucking...
What do you mean?
I'm always in psycho mode anywhere I go. I'm always in. If I'm with my kid and my wife, I already have weapons. I know. If I'm at
he
a park,
literally does.
If I'm at a park, I know what I'm going to use to hit somebody with.
Yeah.
I know where we're going.
We're so similar in that way.
Like my wife. Okay, here's a perfect example. My wife, who I love. My wife's a tough cookie. I could say tough broad because I'm grandfathered in.
Do not.
1970s. Yeah. Shut your face.
Yeah.
Or I oughta.
All in the family. Original viewer.
Straight to the moon.
I just mush Gabby. She's like, no, it's okay. He's old.
He's grandfathered in.
You tried to move and I went, hey, back off. Sorry. So anyways.
Just really double down on that.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Took
like
out
him.
A hose. And the triple down.
He always throws the super racist shit in.
Just released two shepherds on him, put him in a bad apartment.
Dude, I was holding that in like I didn't even want to say it.
This is what you say when black people are around? What do you say? This is what you say when black people are around.
Here's a problem. I'm FM radio.
Yeah.
I'm terrestrial, where I find a way to say it without saying it. He's XM.
Yeah,
we just say cunt.
Yeah. Welcome to the new generation, baby. Yeah.
No, please. Yeah. He's gas digital.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What's wrong with that? Why would you say that? You're on a network. We support you. Don't fucking turn on us. You turn on Riotcast. Take them down.
I found myself doing a blatant like Asian accent on my show, and I'm like, this fuck, these walls influence. Like, it's so fucking just palpable.
It's also real fun to do Asian accents. It's a fun thing to do.
Let's see how fun.
Wow. Do the eyes, too.
The fuck it, too.
I don't know what to do.
Do the eyes, too.
I refuse.
I just saw a podcast whose left wing, they were making fun of somebody who would do the Asian accent, but they were doing the Asian accent, and they were laughing.
Right.
I'm like, wait a minute. You guys are, fuck you. You're doing it, and you're cracking each other up, going, dong, ding, dong, bong, and you're having fun with it, but you're saying so it good. Like Uchi they would say it.
Do you remember when Norton debated Lindy West on W. Kamau Bell's show?
Yes, I did.
She, like, you know, she had some good points, he had some good points, but she actually made, like, several rape jokes throughout that got big pops from the crowd. Yes. So it was, like, it was kind of a bizarre thing where she was advocating against it, but also using it and succeeding.
Funny's funny.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, speaking of not funny, you needed to settle.
That's real funny. You just did the Asian. You did it. I did it.
Yeah, I did it. I know. That was the point. I did it as the person who's not turning.
I want to now. Can I? Can I do it?
Don't ask us.
Don't, yeah.
Hey.
Make a comic choice. There he is. Oh, my God.
No. What's up, buddy?
Just talking about me?
Yeah. No, we're talking about your father.
Yeah.
What was the point I was making about his dad?
How balls out he was.
Oh, how balls out your dad was after 9/11 when...
You want to sit down
now? Literally the week after... No, have the black guy get up, not the woman. I'm kidding!
I am done with this white double pot. I cannot have this go live.
No, I'm kidding. Your father got Hood to be... remember Hood? With the bomb, literally the week after 9/11, he's like, get him on the show.
I remember him.
And he had, but there was somebody else. He got Dean Albedala. He would sit there and argue. He would get comics who, like Dean Albedala, however you say his last name, Hood, all these people, he would sit there and talk Middle East with them upstairs. I mean, screaming and yelling, but not in a fuck you way, just having a heated conversation. Then they'd go downstairs and put him on the show.
It was more than that.
Yeah.
They didn't even really belong on the lineup.
Nope.
They weren't even passed.
He just booked them because he wanted to yell and scream at them.
Yeah, he wanted to. Yeah.
Literally the reason.
But he would also.
What a joke.
But he also put.
The truth comes out.
But he put Hood on because the week after he had the bomb, and we were all watching from the. As soon as he went on, I've never seen his father move so fast. Let's go see how it works. And he goes and he pulls the shirt up, and we're just. Waiting for everybody to just scream and run out, but they laughed. Thank God.
No, they didn't laugh. They didn't like it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Maybe you saw the wrong one because I saw him. I saw him on a Friday kill with it.
Yeah.
I mean, not literally.
Yeah.
You know, kill the way we kill. I think it's the second time I did that.
Yeah.
I got the same chuckle.
It actually did better.
Yeah. But that was pretty ballsy of him at that time.
Right.
Because he was telling me, Dean was telling us that somebody got assassinated at the Comedy Store. And, you know, after September 11th with all the terrorism, there's a Star David on the front. We're always joking about, everything. Oh.
No.
He goes like this, ixnay on the Jew. I mean, it's not really Jewish. I mean, you have hamburgers, too.
It's a sheriff's star.
Sheriff's star!
Yes!
Sheriff's star! Hilarious! Sheriff's star! Yeah, little kids get them if they order the mini slider. You get a sheriff's star. But it's funny because I always see, like, even out front, sitting at those tables. I don't know how you feel about this. You have a kid now. You have three kids. When you go in public in New York City with your kids, or actually anywhere, I'm always fucking looking for the exit. I'm always on call. I'm always waiting to have something. If somebody fucking does something, I'm ready to attack and defend my family.
Well, what would you do now? What?
No, I'm asking, like, when you're in public with all your kids, your family, does Juanita, is she the one?
No, I don't feel that way, honestly. I don't feel that way. But it does remind me, like, it was an eye-opener to me. The first time I went out to dinner with, like, a black guy, a black friend of mine, that he wouldn't sit with his back to the door.
Right.
It's like, dude, you know, I got to be ready to see what's going on. I'm like, really?
He's lying. He read Malcolm X's book. And he's like, yeah, dog, I got to sit. I got to sit with my back against the wall. Okay.
That's the blackest he's been the whole show. But I don't know why you made him blacker.
I've heard that more than once. Is it true?
What, put your back against the wall?
Yeah, they don't want to sit with their back to the door.
It's literally Godfather too much.
No, they do that in New Jersey, too.
It literally comes from Malcolm X. He was paranoid, and when white people would meet with white people, he have his back against the wall in any restaurant anywhere, just in case somebody.
Al Capone did the same thing.
Yeah,
yeah, and he would hit a restaurant in Louisville, the Oak. It's still there. The hotel's still there, and there's the Al Capone room. And there's he would sit in the back with his back to the door, and there's a tunnel there, a passage that goes down to the basement and a mile out to the river. Yeah, that's like that bar there in Chicago. That one. What is it? The Green. Greenwoods or whatever, and it's got the escape where the bar spins and the escape out the
Grand Central also had that for FDR.
Actually,
in a big tunnel.
The reason why a lot of black people do it is because specifically if you turn your back to white people, they will steal you. So
they'll steal you?
Yeah,
well, you tried there, right?
That joke was good.
That joke would have worked in like 1920. They steal you.
They used to steal them. Is that just like another thing that white people don't know about the black culture yet? Is that we steal you guys? You know how it took a while for us to be like, oh, wow, cops are beating you?
Hey, I feel like,
hang on a second. Even with us now, is that it?
I feel like, yeah, exactly.
I'm still fighting, baby.
Nobody's with you. I love when you start talking. We're all just looking at you like, keep going, chubby.
I know, I got saved.
Where's this guy from? Like
Long Island.
Oklahoma or something?
Look at
Long Island,
baby.
He's from
Long Island.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, it's funny because you've been to concerts. I don't know if we've ever talked about this on the show.
Yeah.
But you were in a band, right?
Yeah, 25 years.
What was the band called?
It was my Dean Del Rey.
Dean Del Rey, yeah. And you toured with
all kinds of people.
Like, what's the biggest tour you were on?
Lenny Kravitz, Black Crowes, Tom Petty, Wallflowers, Lucinda Williams. I opened for a lot of big people, but also headlined for years all over the place.
So you're on this, I mean, how do you give up that life to go to this solo comedy thing where, I mean, look, you tour with Burr sometimes but you're by yourself on the fucking road doing stand-up. How do you go from, I love being on the road doing these tours. I love Just for Laughs. I love being with other comics. But when I'm by myself, it's like, shit. This is after 20-something years, it gets a little fucking lonely.
Well, that shit sucks.
How do you leave that and then go to it and deal with that?
That shit sucks being alone. But that's why I'm always like when I tour with Burr or Maron, you know, it's not about like, oh, they're going to play big rooms. It's about being with someone like my own age and we like the same shit and hang out and stuff on the downtime, the fucking 23 hours that you're not on stage. Mm-hmm. But bands suck after a long time. No one knows this. You got the dude and I got to hang with my girlfriend tonight. The other guy like, how come we don't play my songs? And the other guy like, oh, where's the money? And it's too much as you get older. People start to get roots in their lives. My wife and kids, they don't want us to play that shit gig and be away or whatever. With me, I'll play whatever gig. Let's go do this and get out there. Yeah. That show right there was one of the most insane shows of my life.
Where are you?
5 months ago. I put on a show in L.A. where I did a tribute to Bon Scott.
Click on the photo beneath it.
This one?
Up. Beneath that, right beneath that.
There
right
you go. Beneath, up.
You were on
right there, right there.
One, yeah,
click on that one. There you are, right there.
That's comedy. The one up
is that
above
comedy?
It. Right there. There you go. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, that was the Avalon Theater. I did a tribute to Bon Scott each year. Burr played drums, Maron on guitar, Nikki Sixx on bass.
Crazy. I watched that video, dude.
That's
awesome. That was pretty fucking. That's what I mean. It's like, dude. I mean, you're going from fucking lead singer on that show.
Yeah.
And then you're going to fucking, you know, the Funny Bone in Toledo.
Yeah, but that's different because that's the best guys in the business.
Yeah. But when you're at a level of me, you don't have the best guys every night. You got some. You got some good guys. You got a couple scrubs, and it's not like when you're growing up and it's your garage band of these are my boys. Let's do it. You know, usually you got some hired guys, and you're out there, and they're playing for money, and it's kind of like ah.
But my I know all that. But my question is, how do you leave that fucking rock and roll status that you reached?
Yep.
Touring and music. I mean, is it just that the musicians, you got sick of hanging with them? Or
no.
Sick of that life?
I think that comedy, I like comedy more than rock and roll. It feels more rock and roll to me. It's so dangerous. Rock and roll used to be dangerous.
Yeah.
You would show up. There was no cameras in the crowd and cell phones and selfies. It was you, the audience. It was like, let's fucking do this. But now it's just like, you're just like a fucking... a target up there for their Instagram photo. Mm-hmm. They're not even engaged. Yeah. We're comedy, they're engaged.
I've said that, man. I've said where somewhere along the line, comics became rock stars.
Absolutely, dude. Because when I see Bravo on, place goes fucking crazy. Way more than any band I've seen in the last 5 years. When a band walks on, people are like, all right, woo, and it's sold out.
But it's also that every 30 seconds, pretty much, with a guy like Burr, he's making them go nuts with just him and a microphone.
Totally.
That's
some
so
lights,
crazy.
Which is fucking nuts.
Yeah. There's also some rock stars that do that. I just saw the Foo Fighters on mushrooms at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah. Why'd you have to add mushrooms?
Because it also was one of the most transcendent experiences of my life. There was a lot of shit
going on. I know. You want fucking Ari to like you and Gas Digital mandatory. You have to say you're on some fucking
drug. Because if the story went further, I also have some weird shit that ended up happening. My brother-in-law passed out. I had to take care of him on mushrooms. He hit his head.
It was your Vietnam.
It was fucking wild. But from fucking minute one, Dave Grohl is an animal. He's sprinting back and forth.
Dude, he's
funny. It took him an hour to say hello. Yeah. When he said hello after playing for an hour straight, people went ballistic. It was one of the few concerts
that I've been to. One thing I saw when I saw Bon Jovi is that they're fucking doing a show. They're out there. I noticed it more than I've ever noticed it. I've seen him three times.
He's
great.
But
now that I'm in the business and I've done this a while, you know, and I kind of know when somebody they're doing a show from the beginning when he comes out and the little things he does that used to before I was in the business, I used to just get caught up in it when he'd walk over to that side and just look up and smile. Eddie Vedder, the same thing.
Yep.
I remember him walking out in the garden, not saying shit, and just looking that way, and the whole went,
whoa.
That's crazy
We saw Paul McCartney at Madison Square Garden
as mushrooms.
Well.
On mushrooms.
Yeah, also on mushrooms. But he's like 70, and it's
that's
the exact
how boring
same.
The shows are. You've got to take mushrooms to amplify.
I know, to even see Paul McCartney.
You're like, this shit sucks.
And all it did was make us cry during Black Crow.
Yeah.
He's amazing, though.
Yeah, we cried
during
out.
The Black Crows?
I'm sorry, Blackbird.
Cries at the fucking Black Crow.
But it's the same thing. It was such a choreographed show where he went instrument to instrument to then areas of the stage where it raised up. Then it would come down. He'd go to the next show, and he's looking over here. He's looking over there. It's an
amazing
thing.
And he'd be like,
thing.
This is for my friend John. And everyone's like, oh,
yeah.
John who?
Stewart.
But the thing is, though, concerts.
I love comics, though. I said John who, and everybody in here was like, had
John,
a fucking John.
John. Yeah.
But
totally.
Some of us held because we're professionals, and some of us didn't.
That's okay. That's okay.
Stewart.
But you know what I'm saying? It's comedy is and Broadway plays are the last thing where people can't whip their phones out.
I was talking to Noam about this too when he did the Live from the Shed. Is that, I mean, this whole street was music at one point,
right?
Mm. I mean, it was all music, live music.
Yep.
And now it's mostly more comedy than music.
Totally.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there's more comedy on McDougal Street right now. And the Comedy Cell than fucking live music.
Yeah. Yep.
Comedy has taken over, which worries me, and I don't want to say this in front of Noam.
But you're not right. Your comedy hasn't taken over because I was doing all the music on the block, and I switched to comedy.
Well,
that's the fucking truth.
Yeah, but all the comedy little clubs that are open where that used to play music down here are now doing comedy.
Yeah.
Where they would used to have these little rooms where they would have a live band or a jazz trio.
Maybe not on this street, maybe other places.
Well, along this area, there's a lot more comedy.
Yeah.
than there was. Where it used to be music. Just here was comedy.
But I had two big music rooms going here.
And what are they now?
And, well, the Wah's still open. I sold it. In the Underground, we switched to comedy. And then the other place had still the Groove, which is, you know, they opened like, they were the Village Comedy Club. As the Village Comedy Club is to the Comedy Cellar, they were to the Wah.
But walk by either one of the Wah or that, and the line is not music.
I'm not doing it anymore. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, so it's about you.
It is.
Thank you, Noah. Everybody, thank you, Noah. Applause.
But this,
wow.
But this is the one thing I'm going to tell you. You know, I'm not exactly full of myself, but this is true.
We have an award for you. It's called the Dick Award. I was going to give it to him at the beginning of the show. But
you almost pulled it out too quick. Oh, fuck. But, you know, but Noam was wise. He saw the writing on the table. He's like, music is dead.
It's almost, I mean, fucking.
It was not. The music wasn't dead. I got out of the Wah. Yeah. When I saw the Wah, we had a line 7 nights a week to get in around.
But
well,
what about the Village Underground?
The Village Underground didn't quite have the same success. It was busy. Right.
But it wasn't.
I got out because I'm going deaf.
But something happened.
That's why the comedy is what it is. Comedy is what it is. Don't make that's a dumb joke. Comedy is what it is.
But a great joke. Nobody would have got it. It's dumb to you because you're going deaf.
Comedy is what it is because I'm losing my hearing.
All right. Brian Johnson style. AC/DC.
Did you assassinate that person at the Comedy Store? listen, you think, but between the Wah and the Village Underground, there was a drop off. You saw the writing on the wall.
There was no writing on the wall. That's not what I saw. I mean, maybe the writing was on the wall, but I didn't see it.
Are you blind too? Oh my God, he's deaf and blind.
I always felt
well,
that
you have
if
one
I
of your
kept,
senses.
If I kept doing what I was doing,
yeah,
especially in the wall,
you would have got AIDS.
It would have stayed what it was. Yeah. Because we had something really great there, but I didn't think I could keep doing it.
Well, I mean, if you look at what you've done and you turned both of those rooms, the karaoke room lounge and the Village Underground, into comedy venues, I mean...
They're fire.
Yeah.
Fire.
They're fire. That Village Underground is by far my favorite in New York. You know, like when I'm in there, I'm like, wow. That room pops, man.
Yeah. I mean, look, I love the Cellar.
So do I.
But... The Village Underground, when you get that, that is rock and roll.
Wow, it really is.
It really is rock and roll.
That band in the corner, you can riff with them and shit.
I hated them.
Really?
Ugh.
You don't like it?
No, I love them now. I told him when I first, I remember when he first opened it.
Yeah.
We're all kind of giving our 2 cents about that. And like, I hate the piano at the Cellar. I fucking hate it. I'm chubby. I fucking knock me. I have to win
exactly why.
I know. It's like.
You're going by. Sorry, piano.
My ass is wiping fucking soup off tables. Sangrias are just getting
Before
wiped
you
out.
Get on, someone gets. Yeah.
It always costs an extra 30 to have me perform here because my ass wipes out a. Couple fucking food, some drinks.
Just a hummus plate.
Well, nobody plays the fucking piano.
Yeah.
But if you take it off, I think they took it off once and it just wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same. Nobody plays it.
It's like feng shui.
It's something weird about. Here he comes. Just warning Gabby.
There's certain objects, in my opinion, have a certain vibe and certain materials, and there's a coziness to any musical instrument, like the guitars up here.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, and a piano is that. A piano is nice.
It gives it a vibe of like anything could happen in here.
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
Anything could happen in here, man. I mean, you know, they got one at the Hollywood Improv, and sometimes, you know, Craig will come in and play and do jokes and shit, and people are like, wow, you know, it's something else.
Well, it is funny, too, because when you were putting the Village Underground together, and I remember we were all commenting on the stage and how big it was, and then it was too big, and then it was too small, and then it was
too high, too low.
But he did listen.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden the sound and the ceiling. I remember he would come in. You'd see Noam come in, and he'd be like, and he'd shake his head, and he'd be like, "This is," and he'd fucking go to somebody and somebody else, and they'd be like, "What?" Only certain people know when something's off.
Mm.
Everybody else around them, they just don't care, or they don't acknowledge it. Even if you ask them, they'll listen with all their might and still not get it. But the person who owns it will be like, it's off.
Well, and you can feel the difference even performing, because the first time I even did the VU or even the Cellar downstairs, I was like, oh man, there's like the sound is better than any other club I've ever been in. And they're like, yeah, idiot. But Melton's a musician. But, he's an auditor.
I've talked to other club owners about this on the road who open these clubs, and I'm like, you don't understand. It took
everything.
Months to get, and whatever they did, and he did whatever it took to make the sound right in the room acoustically.
Yeah,
they didn't just put a mic up with some lights in a big room with a bunch of fancy murals. A lot went into it. You know, these people that rope in these rooms with 20-foot ceilings and no fucking. And you go up there and the place is full, but it sounds like you're bombing.
Yeah, there are places that I play on the road, like that basically just got a mini Sam Ash barbecue set up.
Yeah.
They have
two
shitty speakers pointed out towards the people. They've never done any tuning or anything.
It reminds
me
of the
mic
80s.
And that's it.
On the first comic boom in the 80s, you know, like every bar was
Hang on 1 second. There was a comic boom back in the 80s. Now, the 80s, MTV, they had videos.
Yeah. MTV?
Your father, actually. Yeah. He was in videos. Have him show you.
What's a video?
A video. It's a music video. Forget it. Don't worry about
but
it.
But you know what I'm saying? And everybody was
I
just
do know
like,
what
you're
saying.
We're a comedy
That's why
club
I'm sad.
Now, yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying. I'm fucking terrified right now. Me and you are on the same fucking wave. Like, these fucking wide-eyed assholes are like, huh?
Yeah. No, but you guys are good because you're already grandfathered in to the A club. Somebody like me who is playing
I'm
B
not grandfathered. I'm only 8 years in. I'm
What's that?
He's a great grandfathered.
I'm only 8 years
Great grandfather.
I'm fucking 8 years in doing comedy, but I do understand audio like Noam. And when you go into a room right away, you go, oh, this room sounds like shit the first second you're on stage, because you're not showing up doing sound check at a club. So you walk on your first time in the club and you go, oh, this place sucks, and I got to do 5 shows here, and now my voice is going to be trash
because you can't hear yourself.
I got to talk over it. Yeah, and
people don't understand the monitor on stage, you hearing you. Gives you your timing.
Yeah.
And if you don't have your timings off by a second, you're trying to catch up to your own voice. Therefore, your voice will, like when I go to JFL, it's a comedy festival.
Never heard of it.
Where's Montreal?
Sounds like some old people shit. Am I right, Gabby?
What the
This
fuck?
Show is wild.
No, he's trying, you know the beginning of my show where people just say a bunch of stuff? And he's trying to get into the beginning intro by just saying crazy
stuff.
He's
trying to say a bunch of stuff.
Can I tell something about the monitors?
Just, this show is
from my point of view?
Yes.
The other thing about the monitors is that, and this the comedians don't like, I turn them down sometimes because if they're too loud, the comedian doesn't project.
Yeah. That's true, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it cranking. I don't like it cranking. I just need a little bit in there so I'm not going, you know what I mean.
I need to hear myself. I don't need it to be crazy, but I need to hear myself. And it sucks because I work the Cellar so much. When I go on the road, I instantly know when the sound's this. Nobody gives a. Yeah. Here's the thing on the road that fucking bugs me. There'll be a sound guy in the booth.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm fucking Van Halen.
Yeah.
Like, you know, turn up the bass. No. Hey, put it where it is and walk away, shit.
Yeah, because people notice
Wait, are
when
they
it's
adjusting
like,
they start getting bored.
The show?
They start adjusting. Oh, he's loud. Let me bring him down. Oh, he's
because I thought their only job was to play like Bieber before you got on stage, and then that was
it's
it.
It's fucking crazy when
they get bored. Start spinning knobs. You're like, what the fuck are you doing back there?
I have actually been on stage where I'm like, I've said, I'm like, dude, sound booth, are you fucking
no
touch? And he's like, sorry.
Well, I had to do that in Atlantic City this weekend. They were like flicking the lights, turning. They were like,
yeah, they're testing out the
ambiance.
Because
you were bombing.
they were showing me this red light a lot. They were showing me the red light 5 minutes into my act.
Can you get racist Tubby off stage?
Please, Atlantic City, love that.
Yeah,
it's a projection of ourselves.
You know what's funny, Bobby? As the Comedy Store and the Cellar. Yeah. It's so weird how they remind me exactly of each other. Like, the Cellar is the original room at the store.
Okay, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? And then the Village Underground is the main room. And then
on the comparison, A.
No, I'm just saying, as far as they care about the sound.
Owner A doesn't like A.
Do you know how to speak pig Latin?
By the looks of it, Brendan does.
No, no. That's funny, yeah. We're all laughing at Brendan, huh?
I love how the comedian... they don't say nothing. They might go up 3,000 miles away and go there instead. It's like, but you know what I'm saying? It's two clubs that really
I love
care.
Your ability to just go right back into it. Yeah. That's but the rock and roll.
That's a successful podcaster.
Yes, that's a successful. That's over 3,000 million viewers. Have you seen your downloads? I have. Because I'm creepy and I look.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, I love it, man.
Well, it is. I just hope that, and I don't think it's, people keep saying that it's a bubble. Like, it yeah. did burst back in the 90s or 80s, lady, whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to burst this time. There's too much. There's too much.
I think
much.
It could burst in a different way, though, right? How? People are going to constantly want to be distracted, especially in, you know, comedy. Times of turmoil. So they're going to consume it, but it could just morph into a different thing.
I think comedy's worldwide now, and yeah. we don't realize that that happened. We just thought, you understand, comedy was HBO and Comedy Central, which was just us.
Right.
And a little bit of Canada. The only comedy Canada got was the comedy that we brought when we went up there. It yeah. was mostly American comedians sprinkled in with some European people and from Ireland or UK and maybe Australia but and Canadian, but mostly us.
Yeah, but
if you go up there now, dude, it's the fucking the world was there.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
The
dude.
World was at Just for Laughs.
I couldn't believe it.
All over, man. It's not I mean, it's not it's not ours anymore.
Oh, no. I mean morph in the way that, like, I actually think the onus is going to be put back on live performance because certain things are being censored on YouTube and major platforms.
Yeah.
That the on you know in person anything can be said. If everything is going to be watered down, then why not see it live where shit can happen? So I just think that the boom itself, this kind of like you know content, that yeah. might. Do something else, but then live performance might actually be
well,
lifted
I think, and I might be wrong. I could be wrong on this. I think that it is, you're right about that. It's live, but I also think that people like myself and you guys are going to have to take these live events and bring them on YouTube
yeah.
and sell them or give them the way that way and become popular that way and build a fan base because you're not going to have the opportunity to go on TV, especially you. Colin Quinn, you're on the YKWD Live right now.
Whoa.
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 Yeah, I got Dean Del Rey, I got Mike Cannon, I got Gnome, I got Gabby. What's your name again?
Ashton,
and I got, what's your name?
Brendan Sagalow.
Brendan Sagalow.
Ashton and Brendan are there? Great.
Nobody funnier. There's nobody funnier. We're talking. Nothing. We're talking about a bunch of different things about how comedy has become rock and roll. Did you know somebody was assassinated at the Comedy Store a year ago?
What?
What do you, Gnome?
Colin just got his name up on the wall there.
Yeah, Colin. Yeah, Colin got his name up on the wall. And what did you say, Colin? What was your tweet?
I saw that tweet.
He said that Mitzi passed me in 1993. So
I love that. I love that.
On the back.
Yeah. That was funny as fuck.
1993, really. Why in those days, yeah. by the way, they were like gang. They used to literally have. They didn't call it Gang Night, but everybody called it Gang Night in 1993 at the Comedy Store. Right. Monday night.
Mocha
there
Mondays.
There were shootings. There was fights. It was crazy.
Yeah?
Are these those phone calls you were talking about earlier?
And it just sat there like a lump.
Well, I mean, we were waiting for the end of the story.
Then let me change it. Let me join your conversation. If comedy's the new rock and roll, I quit. Nothing like rock and roll. Rock and roll people are trying to be cool. We're the people that don't fit in. That's why we're funny. We're not rock stars. We're not actors.
Yeah.
We're on the outside looking in the window with the rest of the people. We don't belong.
You don't think
we
that...
We don't fit in our suits.
Well, I don't.
Rock stars fit in their clothes.
No need to get personal. Okay?
Rock stars fit in their clothes. Everybody loves the way they look. We're the people that don't belong.
What about the lead singer of the Blues Travelers?
John Fatter.
I kind of disagree with you, and let me explain myself before you snap. And start biting your finger over a phone. I think that comedy, the top echelon of comedy is rock star. When I mean, Kevin Hart played 50,000 people.
with a leather jacket and gloves. That's pretty rock star. Amy Schumer did a tour in a leather outfit like a rock star. Chris Rock is a rock star. Dave Chappelle did two comedy shows, 2 hours, one in front of a huge theater, one at a club. I mean, that's pretty rock star. That's like doing a live plugged in and then an unplugged version of your comedy. I mean, that's pretty rock star to me. If you're talking about us, you know, the comics that
I'm talking about, even those people you just mentioned, if any of them think of themselves as a rock star, I'll never talk to them again. If they walk around going, I'm like a rock star, that's the opposite of everything I believe in comedy.
You haven't read Kevin Hart's hashtags, then.
He said you haven't read Kevin Hart's hashtags, then.
Oh, really? What is it?
Comedic rock star shit.
It says #comedic rock star.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, he really needs to be kicked in the shins. If we could have Brad Williams just kick him in the shins.
Then you'd hit the tip of his dick.
I understand your psychology, but I think that in reality, comedy has become kind of rock and roll with these guys.
Do you understand that? To me, the reason I hate that, it's not funny to be a rock star. Agreed. Rock stars aren't funny.
Yeah.
Rock stars are the only people that would rather be comedians than rock stars. Everybody else in the world would rather be a rock star, including comedians.
Right.
Rock stars are the only people that are jealous of us and want to be funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I hear you. I just don't think it's, you know, I think it's already happened where, I mean, these guys are selling out 20,000 seat venues and doing a 25 city tour. That's crazy. Flying on a G5 to do a comedy gig is rock star.
But that also happened with, like, Dice, you know, all those guys, Sam Kinison, and, you know, and then Eddie Murphy, but then it also, like, kind of resettled itself, right?
I think it did
resettle. Who's that, Brendan Sagala?
No, that's my...
How's your ventricle?
It sounded like classic Sagala.
That's the most hurtful thing you can say.
I agree. He said that it had actually... It reset itself and it went, but I don't think back then they were, but it wasn't as many, I don't think. Am I
honest? No,
you're right. My comparison was not the new rock star as far as the volume of people going to the show. It was more of the danger since there's...
It's like punk rock.
You can't text and film and all that. It's one-on-one. You don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Shit could fall apart.
But those are the good shows that you can't text or film. Yeah. I'm in fucking Wilkes Bar at the Mohegan Sun and everybody has their phone.
I'm the only one old enough to have seen Sam Kinison perform first at comedy clubs and then when he became a rock star. And guess what? His material suffered a great deal because of when he did those shows for rock stars, the audience was like, "Shit!" And he had to just scream. And he was a really funny guy, not because he was a rock star doing what the audience thought he should do. He was funny because he was, you know, insightful and funny.
Well, let's be honest. Most of the people that go to these big arena comedy shows don't enjoy themselves.
No.
Yeah. They really don't. Yeah, yeah. If you ask anybody, they're like, I couldn't hear. It sucked.
Yeah.
The only way to enjoy comedy is at a very small venue. Maybe 500 people would be the max. Mm. I mean,
I did see Louis at the Forest Hill Stadium. That was fantastic.
I did Oddball. Did you do Oddball, Bobby?
I wasn't asked.
Well, that was bizarre, though.
My podcast was not big enough.
You know what I mean? That was bizarre, though. It's just like you're in a giant shed.
Bobby is an oddball.
You know?
Classic sex.
I was going to say that about you, and I was like, that sucks.
Classic Saglo right there.
Come on. Everybody laughed. You old motherfucker.
Classic sex. I'm really sickens me that you just gave Brian Saglo.
Brendan.
Whatever his name is.
You
just gave him a hashtag he's going to use on his Instagram
classic
story.
Classic comedic.
Classic Sagalo. Oh. But I did do those. We did the Opie and Anthony Virus tours.
Right.
And then I did the ones with Dane that were 20,000.
Oh, yeah.
That were fucking crazy. I was on those things.
Whoa. Well, and that's a lot of young girls, right? Did you feel like you were reaching everybody?
Yeah. I mean, look, you went out there and killed.
Did you feel like you were reaching all those young girls?
What happened?
Sorry.
Brendan's trying to get...
Anything can happen on YKWD.
Can I explain to Colin, please?
Colin just said, what
please
happened?
Please don't. Let me relive
the beginning
that.
Of the intro where everybody's saying stuff, like you say, you never know. In the Brendan wants to get in the intro, so he's saying taglines so that maybe I will use one of them. He's just randomly saying stuff that might get him in the intro to YKWD.
Fire away, Colin.
So anyways.
I like this day. He was like,
about
right, hung up.
Fucking
he
hung up.
He found that tepidly amusing.
He's like, well, I think we all did. Okay. Stop, hang on 1 second. Stop using big words. All right, seriously. We know what you're doing. You're trying to,
I know.
You're trying to get Colin to go, ooh, I like that word. You want to open for me at the Pussycat? It's not happening. It's Chrissy D and his fucking retarded cousin. That's the only people that open for him. You're not, it's not funny. Happening, Cannon. So beat it. All right, listen. I got to go. I'll see you over there tonight,
all right, I'll
buddy.
See you guys later.
All right, bye.
Later, Colin.
Anyways, all right, listen, we got to wrap up, guys. We've been doing this for a fucking long time. We don't want to peter out now, do we?
Mm-mm.
Will you please shave the mustache?
No.
Why?
I like it.
Nobody else does.
Yeah, well, whatever. I don't care. It's a symbol of me not giving a shit what anybody thinks.
I thought your career was that. I thought everything, the tattoo you have, your hair color, your rosacea.
My hair color.
Are you a redhead?
No, I'm a.
You're a strawberry blonde.
You actually, the first time
strawberry
I did
blonde.
This.
That's what the
really
box,
am.
That's
I
what
kinda,
the box
yeah,
said.
I pretty much am.
Is that on your bio?
Strawberry. Yeah.
Strawberry.
That's or my website, yeah.
Boone's Farm Colored just fucking.
Yeah. Ah, shit. No, I like the mustache.
Okay.
It's very nice. Anyways, you've done well today.
Thank you. So
you're very funny.
Stop it. Come on.
Where? Who do you live with, by the way? Do you live by yourself?
No, I have random roommates.
Random? What do you live in a whorehouse?
Like, yeah. No, I had like I
what
got
do you mean, random roommates.
No, they're from Craigslist. I don't know. They're not comics. They're not anybody.
Craigslist.
You know what you invented?
Yeah, they're from.
I didn't invent. Listen,
I got them from podcasts.
Listen.
I mean, it's a message board of sorts. So you kind of did.
I didn't do a message board.
Okay.
I did a guest book. I mean, if you look in the history,
like what they have at funerals.
If you look, well, a digital guest book. When you first, so you guys, you don't know your research because you don't know about it. You should know what a guest book is.
I don't know that.
Back in the day, because you were doing rock and roll,
yeah.
You were out there fucking dropping lewds and playing bass.
I didn't play bass.
You do
bass
drop
is fat
lewds.
Guy stuff.
That is technically
bass is fat guy stuff. I didn't play.
You
bass.
Were fat.
I know, but I'm not
a fucking
in
moose back.
Not
when
in
you,
rock. Not in rock.
Yeah, you were. I had fucking 9 pictures of you fat singing.
Well, that. That wasn't during my band era. That was comedy doing some band shit.
Oh, that was the beginning of your comedy.
Yeah,
so you just
exactly.
you ballooned up on the beginning. I get you. Okay.
I thought I was trying to be David Crosby. Just big mustache.
You were a
fucking,
big fucking
hell
boy.
Yeah. Remember when we met up?
You were actually thinner then, man.
Really?
Yeah, you lost some weight. We were talking about that because you were a big boy when you started comedy.
Oh, I got a photo right here, dude.
Oh, we got it right here.
No, this one's this one's the best because I always find the fact because people are like, "You were fat," and I'm like, "Oh yeah, here you go, right here."
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, you look like a merchant marine.
Yeah,
yeah. Pick it up.
Just giant.
Just put fat behind
shit.
His name.
Yeah, yeah.
Just put fat. That's
there
all
it is with Marin right there. Look how fat my face is.
Where's that?
Fat Dean. I always hashtag Fat Dean.
Yeah, you do. You look like you raped little fucking... Sorry, I'm not going to say that.
You're already halfway through it.
I pulled out of that joke. It was not funny. Yeah. It was 1993 funny.
Yeah.
You look like you rape little boys.
You know what's funny about that
mustache
not funny.
Was... I thought it was like Dennis Hopper, Easy Rider.
Because
I love Dennis Hopper, you know, and Easy Rider. It's like, oh, I'll go for this. It'll be cool. And then it just never looked like him.
Actually, it was more the guy, the gatekeeper of the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You
it
can't
is.
See the wizard.
That is so
hey!
What it is.
Well, that's a horse of a different color.
That's so it, dude. You're right, man. That is the gatekeeper and the Wizard
so
of Oz.
Funny.
Fucking hilarious.
Well, come
dude.
On in now.
Yeah.
We'll get you fixed up.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad. You look great, man.
Thanks, man.
I didn't know Hot Topic had a big and tall section. So
fuck yeah. Right.
Wow.
What the
all
fuck?
Right, there we go.
What the fuck? You were on that.
That was so first one. That was so classic.
First one of the show, by the way. Put that on your microphone. That's called the bomb band. Yeah. That goes on your microphone.
That was so classic, like 1950s, like roast joke.
Damn, I didn't know. It was more tasteful like this. I appreciate it.
Last time I was here, I got three of those. You were just firing them at me.
Well, that's because you came out fucking swinging this time. I mean, what the fuck? You're not this. I'm better than you. Go fuck yourself. LA! West side? It's like, what the fuck?
I love you, dude.
I love you too, buddy. Thanks for coming on. Let's go to your website. What do you got coming up?
Kansas City this week.
I'm not going to say cancer.
No.
I got cancer.
The improv headline in Denver Comedy Works next week, and then House of Comedy headlining the following week. Some Burr dates. Yeah. All on the website, DeanDelRay.com.
It's great. I love that Burr's taking you out there, too. The
fucking guy's so great,
yeah,
man.
He's a great guy.
He's a great human, dude. Him, Joey Diaz, Maron, those guys have been amazing to my career, man.
Oh,
just
good.
Good friends, dude. And you too, man. You helped me big time. No, what do you mean? For real?
What was that?
Yeah.
I just laughed because it felt forced.
It's like, Bobby, you've helped me reach a sub-audience that I wouldn't necessarily get to.
No, but he was like... No, you know, when you get to New York, though, you know, it's kind of like you're starting all over, you know, and you and Keith Robinson were like,
well,
hey.
Now I'm fucking... I take offense.
What?
If it's Keith Robinson, I know you're lying.
No, fuck no. That guy's a great human. Man.
Let's stop. Let's stop right there. Let's stop. He's not the great human.
What? You guys don't get along?
No, he's one of my best friends.
All right, then. He's great.
Jesus Christ. I'm fucking joking. Where is it that I can't call Keith Robinson a hunk of shit and people don't? Where the fuck? Why? Because he had a stroke? You got to defend him?
Oh,
that could have been prevented.
Had he just been born white.
If he had a smaller dick and didn't have to have so many pills.
I heard you talking about that. That was crazy. What was that? A podcast or something?
Live from the shed.
Yeah, that was funny as fuck, dude. You're like, hey, you were going Viagra. I spread the rumors.
I had a bunch of rumors I spread about him. Anyways, thanks for coming on, brother. Mikey, always funny.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Welcome to Back to the Show. What do you got? What's going on with you?
So if this is live this weekend, I'm headlining Magoobies in Timonium, Maryland.
Good club.
Yeah. I'm excited. It's my first time.
The guy who runs it is a great guy.
Awesome. Nice.
Yeah, great guy, great club. Great crowds.
Yeah, that's me at the Fat Black. And then the following weekend, I'm headlining the San Antonio Improv River Center. And then the week after that, Wednesday and Thursday, I'll be headlining Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Yeah, great.
And I got more dates in October coming up. Just check out MikeCannonComedy.com.
Make sure you go to MikeCannonComedy.com. What do you got there, little boy?
I'm in the city all month, but I am going to Vegas at the same time you're there. So I'm going to stop by and say hello to you guys.
Yeah, hey, Gnome. Can he do a guest spot the week we're out in Vegas?
No pressure, right?
You're part. Well, are you going to be there? You're not going. Are you going? Oh, well, then maybe. Well, you come down, sit down, hang out. We'll see where you're at.
Okay.
No, well, let's get carried away. He's going to fucking be there every fucking night now, and now we're going to have to do less time because Fat Tits is showing up. Maybe one show. Relax.
Okay.
I don't want to hang out with his girlfriend, too. This is Sarah. What's your girlfriend's name?
Jessica.
Sarah. Hi. She hates all of us. All right, so there you go. What else you got?
City. Oh, and listen to my podcast, The Stupid Little Podcast.
Oh, Irish Goodbye Podcast.
And of course...
Let There Be Talk.
Of course. Well, we don't need to promote yours. It's redundant.
He wants the sub audience.
Yeah. Gnome's going to be on it. He said he would do it.
Oh, he's the fucking great.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Talk some music with him. It'll be great.
Gabby, what do you got?
I have a podcast called The Apodcalypse with Katie Hannigan.
Remember
there
was a time when nobody, I swear to God, everybody on my podcast would have nothing. There was no podcast. There was just like, dude, I'm going to be here this weekend. Thanks for having me on. Now it's like, go to my show so I can never come back on this show. Literally. Everybody, my fucking wife has one. I got one called Shit Dick Husband.
And you can also catch my live in the third bedroom show, whatever, you know, everybody's got the fucking shed.
shed. Backyard. Swing set. Live on the swing set.
Would have been funny, a swing set. Do it again. I'll let you redo
and
that.
And you can also catch me on Live on the Swing Set.
It's funny. That ends up in the intro.
Live from the swing set is in the fucking intro.
Yeah, and I'm hosting your show tonight at the Fat Black.
Yes.
If anyone's coming to that, and then follow me on Instagram.
All right. Awesome. All right, listen, let's go over mine real quick. Yeah. I am definitely a Fat Black Pussycat. Creeps with Kids is next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. We just added Judy Gold, which I'm fucking excited. Yes. Right. It's me,
she's
Chrissy
so
D, and who else? Who else is on
know.
The fucking show?
Big J?
Oh, Big Joe Oakeson, Chris, yeah. Christy, Judy Gold, myself, Ron Bennington, hope his daughter, he's hosting it. It's at the Village Underground. It's Tuesday night. It's 8 o'clock. We all go up. We do kid material, and then we do a panel on parenting, which is the funniest part of it. Ron Bennington actually hosts it. So it's Creeps with Kids. It will sell out. It's
Is Vossi on it?
No, Vossi is not on it, but Vossi is on the show tonight. So anyways, and then I'm going to Toronto for Just for Laughs on the 29th of August. So Toronto, I'm coming back up there for one night. It's a massive show with a massive lineup. And then Thursday, the 30th, I'm gone. I'm in Las Vegas at the Comedy Cellar at the Rio. This is the hottest comedy club, like we said at the beginning of the show, in Vegas right now. And it's not the locals have taken to it. It's their club. It's not this touristy horse shit. It's the Comedy Cellar lineup in Vegas. And if you don't believe me, the lineup I'm doing is Rich Voss, Keith Robinson, Paul Verzi, myself, and
Cohen.
Mark Cohen. That's a lineup you'd see at the Cellar any Friday or Saturday night. It's all killers. We're there for the week. Make sure you get your tickets now. Or as soon as you get off the airplane in Vegas, get your tickets, because this club every week is getting more packed and more packed. It's going to be just like the Comedy Cellar in New York City. And it is. They redid it. They gutted the room. The club was there. They didn't have to do anything. Like every other club that opens in Vegas, just put up a couple things and a couple posters and a microphone and that's it. They didn't do that. They went in and gutted the fucking place and rebuilt the Village Underground the same exact way in the
stupid.
Yeah, I know exactly. Why would you do that? Why would you ever make the club awesome?
It's even got the sign, which I love in the lobby, man. Well, light bulb sign.
But it's in a great spot because you think being on the strip. No, it's a little bit away.
Yeah.
So you get you go and you make a night of it. It's the thing you do when you go to Vegas.
Destination.
It's you go to Old Vegas, you get a hooker, and you go to the Comedy Cellar. Real. Nice. Sorry, don't do that.
I want to do it when you do it, man. It'd be great to spend the weekend out there with
it. This is why I love it, is that the shows they're booking are we're hanging. It's comics that like each other.
Big time.
So I remember just watching Joe, Mackie, Paul, Phil Hanley, and Sam Morrell did the show together, and they had a blast all week.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have a blast. I mean, granted, you know, it's fucking elderly people on my show. It's gonna take us all 30 minutes to get to the showroom.
I was there with Ricky and Jessica, and it was just great. Fucking having a killer time.
Yeah. So I definitely would do it too. That'd be fun.
It'd be so good.
And comics just come down. I mean, they just hang out.
Yep.
People that are in Vegas pop by and go on, just like the Comedy Cellar. They don't do that at the other clubs. So there you go. Comedy Cellar Vegas. Go to Robert Kelly Comedy, RobertKellyLive.com for all my dates. I'm everywhere. I'm all over. I'm Laugh Boston. I'm there in September. Laugh Boston. I'm doing a live YKWD there, too. So make sure you come out.
What's that joint in Rochester? I was just there Saturday. He said, come with Bobby Kelly, the owner. He came down. Yeah. I was there with Burr. He's like, hey, come with Bobby.
It's
what's Comedy at the Carlson.
Comedy at the Carlson.
Yeah,
great club.
Yeah, he was a cool dude.
Great club. Yeah, great club. So, we should do that.
I would do that.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Anyways, what are you laughing at?
Duh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to speak through my fucking, I'm monologuing through my shit. Trying to fucking make sure I promote the Comedy Cellar Vegas right, so he doesn't throw something at me at the end of the show. The owner is right here. Look at how much he's enjoying the podcast. Because you know what? He has his own fight. It's a radio show. I know. What do you got?
I'm on it tonight.
I'm also at the Comedy Cellar Vegas next week. I am at.
We know you were joking.
Yeah, you I was at JFL with him. You're listening to a new face, so don't just let them shit on me. I'm not. I'm not gonna let these white dudes just come up here and take my take my shit. I got the biggest dick in the room right now.
I do.
You got the biggest clit in the room. Okay.
Really Jesus got open micery.
No, I'll be at Better Days New York tonight. If you were listening.
Better Days.
I don't know what that is.
Right, whatever. No. I love that you always get a name. Better Days.
Good
show. Hijinks.
Yeah. It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Good show.
Yeah,
for you guys.
You.
Yes. True.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I'm from the cellar. Great show. For everyone. What else? Zach, what do you got?
Zach the new guy.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Go to my Patreon, become a member. Thanks for supporting me over there, all you guys who already do, YKWD fans. If you guys come to our live gigs, make sure you let them know that you saw them. You heard them on this podcast. We'll see you guys next week. You know what, dude? Later.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.